or, for example, that he will stay as president until the last breath. He did not make any apologies for any wrongdoing or acknowledge any mistakes, and also he makes
Wael Nawara, just stay with me for 1 second, because as you're talking, we're beaming live pictures around the world for our viewers, and just looking at what's happening in Alexandria. Let's go back to our correspondent there, and tell us what's going on there. I mean, we see these protesters forming some sort of human chain. What's happening?
Clearly, the confrontations seem to have begun between the two sides. We have seen dozens of the protesters disperse, run in different directions. There's clearly a sense of panic here on the crowd. The anti-Mubarak crowd was trying to block the pro-Mubarak crowd from entering the square. Clearly, their attempts are not exactly successful. The crowd is dispersing. I think I am hearing clashes. In fact, we're seeing people throwing stuff at each other. It clearly is turning violent. I'm seeing the military tank advance again to try and stop these clashes between the two sides. What was a fairly peaceful gathering is no more. People are dispersed. There are confrontations. There's a clear sense of panic here on the square.
And just tell us a little bit more, if you can see, you probably have a better view on what the military is doing to contain that situation.
Well, perhaps the military is trying to psychologically scare the crowd by circling the square with the tank. They certainly do not seem to be firing any shots. There are people. Okay. Do you hear the gunfire?
We hear shots being fired. Who's doing the shooting? Is that the military?
We had to duck. The protesters are clearly throwing things at each other. We're seeing weapons, we're seeing knives and stones being hurled at each other.
Hang on for one moment. Let's just listen to these sounds and... Clearly this is as you're saying, what started out as a peaceful demonstration is now turning violent. Are you safe from where you are? We don't want you to put yourself in any danger, so make sure that you are safe.
We are in a safe distance. It's just when the gunshots are fired that we have to duck, because you never know how far these things can ricochet.
Okay, do be careful. Do you see any heavy police presence from where you are?
There's simply no police in this scene. It's protesters, the two sparring crowds, and the military, and it's actually two tanks only that we're seeing here. We don't know. It seems that the military might be asking for backup, but for now, we're only seeing protesters and two tanks, certainly no police officers, and it's definitely not an entity that will be welcomed in the scene.
Give us an estimate of how many people you think are out there on the streets where you are in Alexandria.
Very difficult to judge now, given how they've dispersed. They really ran into all the different streets, all the side streets. As you can see, they're hurling stones at each other. The scene is turning pretty ugly here, a very unfortunate turn of events. People have ran off to the side streets. There are many side streets branching out of the square that you're seeing. This, of course, is a key square here outside the biggest train station in Alexandria.
Yeah, and as you're talking, we're just looking at pictures there of demonstrators, as you're saying, hurling stones at one another, an army tank on the move, presumably trying to contain the situation, I would imagine, in any
it's
way.
Nearly, I suppose it's nearly a psychological factor that they're trying to scare the protesters, but it doesn't seem to be working so far.
And of course, we have to remind our viewers that this is after curfew. We're talking 9 to 10 hours now after a curfew that's supposedly imposed in Egypt. Shots being fired again there on the streets of Alexandria. The tank appears to be driving into the crowds, probably just trying to subdue the situation. As you're saying, our correspondent there in Alexandria, this must be more of a psychological tactic.
We have to remember all throughout the test since the military arrived in the arrived here, they made it very clear that they had no intention to fire at protesters. There was no intention to harm any Egyptians. They made it clear that both the protesters and the army are one. But I mean, they're seeing them clearly continuing this policy. They're clearly not firing at the protesters. They're clearly firing in the air.
Is there any sign at all that people are dispersing?
There were definitely a group of people that dispersed, but there are definitely a bunch of others who are in clear defiance just staying there. We are seeing the tank now drive off. It is continuing to fire in the air as it drives off.
Well, make sure that you are safe.
We are.
And as you were saying, on the crowds being dispersed or not, can you hear me?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Just to reiterate to what you were saying about whether the crowds, whether you see crowds being dispersed or not, or is everyone, the two sides, anti-Mubarak and pro-Mubarak, are they just standing their ground?
Well, the numbers did dwindle, but there's certainly a group of people from both sides who are clearly defiant and still holding their ground in the heart of the square. I can clearly see the two groups still present there.
Okay, let's just leave it there. We'll come back to you throughout this hour. For now, let's bring in on the line Mohammed Sudan. He's a community organizer.